All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to check our forecast. Let us bring in Pat Pagano with the traditional meteorologist call. Timber!
Yes, my condolences.
Well, it's hard to tell because the tree actually encompassed two cars, my car and my dog watcher's car. And it's really hard to tell the extent of the damage. But we'll see. But, you know, Pat, that tree was not the tree that anybody, myself or even my neighbors, were concerned about. In front of my house, there's an ash tree on the, and that thing's about 60 feet high and has been leaning. And had that come down, it would have taken down. There wouldn't have been power on my hill. But this was a big tree that came down. You saw the picture of it.
Yeah.
And that was only half the tree. The other half is still up there. That's the reason they wouldn't come out yesterday and work on the tree, because it was still windy when it was going on. But there's a first for everything, Pat, and it's the first time. You know, I tried to calm my dog watcher, Heidi, and say, "Hey, Heidi, you know, just look at it this way. Nobody was in the car. You could have been coming to work or leaving. I could have been coming home or going when it happened. So nobody got injured. The cars, if we have to, are replaceable. My landlord was down there right away after I called him, and after I found it, he was down there, already contacted his insurance company. So, you know, it's one of those things where there's nothing you can do. You just can't tell when that's going to happen with a tree, especially this one was right smack dab in the middle of the yard. So,
I agree. I would assume you don't have a garage.
No, I don't have a garage. Okay. But if a garage was there, guess what?
The car would have still been outside.
Well, no, the garage would have been hit.
Yeah, but that would have saved your car.
Well, no. This is a heavy tree. No. When those trees come down, it's oh well. But anyways, so it was once again another windy day, and after all the windy days we've had this past 2 months, it's not surprising that that trees are just getting to the point where they're failing.
Yeah, and there's more wind and rain coming. Not as bad as yesterday, but it will be getting windy. Not today. Today will be breezy compared to yesterday. Sunny skies, lower 60s, clear tonight, low 40s, clouding up with late showers on Thursday, on Wednesday, in the low 60s. Now Thursday, showers will more than likely mix with or change over to some wet snow showers before it ends in the afternoon. It's windy. We're talking 15 to 25, gusts 35. Which is a lot better than 50, which it was yesterday. And the highs stay in the 40s Thursday, partly cloudy, a cold wind Friday, only 40 to 45. Your Easter weekend, Saturday will be sunny, 55 to 60. Easter Sunday will be sunny, 60 to 65.
That's not too bad. Now, yesterday in Otis, Massachusetts, was just north of us. A woman got trapped in her car when a tree came down and also brought a power pole with it. And she had to sit in the car until Eversource got there. And, of course, there was a lot of trees down in South County, Massachusetts and stuff. So it took Eversource, like, I guess, about 2.5-3 hours to get there. That's the whole thing. I don't think I'd like to sit in my car after a tree came down on it and there's power lines there. You know, you have to be a very calm person to do that.
Very knowing that at any given time you could become French toast.
Well, that's the whole thing, you know.
Putting it literally. I know Middletown yesterday sported 51 mile per hour winds. 51. Well, and I'm going to check just out of curiosity to see if we have any reports elsewhere. Usually they do. They do bring it in. I'll check to see for that.
What's funny is I felt like I was a star living in Hollywood yesterday. The number of cars that came by and stopped and took pictures and everything. It was like I was really on a Hollywood house tour.
I think maybe something's going on here. I've had the complaints this morning that they're, had complaints this morning that people are not getting up. Yeah, there's something going on at the National Weather Service site where we're not getting, we're just not getting the information. So I have no idea. Can't tell you right now what the highest winds were across New England because we can't get into that site. So, but in the meantime, that's it. I heard, I'm passing this on to our listeners with pets. Now, remember you and I spoke about the whole Seresto thing with the flea column?
Yeah.
You know, and I spoke to my vet, and my vet said, well, if your dog has been wearing it, which he has been for over 2 years, and there's been no reaction on her and no reaction on you, you know, it's safe. She said, you could always go to the tablet. So I was talking with our groomer yesterday, who comes to the house. It's a mobile groomer. And Chris, she's a very, very lovely lady, very knowledgeable. And I said to her, what's your take on this Seresto thing? She said, get it off her. I said, why? She goes, it doesn't matter. She says, I know, you know, the black market stuff is the one that I have to be careful of. She says, but she says, I'm going to recommend an organic flea and tick collar. She said, I have had my customers use it. She says, we're going on a couple of years now. She said, and it is marvelous. It doesn't inject anything into the body. It's all natural. It really repels the ticks and fleas. And they just keep buying it. She says, now it's only good for 3 months at a time. She says, but it's a lot cheaper. So I said, okay, fine. So today I'm going to go and get it. And if anybody is interested, I am looking at my phone right now so that I can tell you what the name of it is because I forgot. I don't know if I looked it up. Maybe I looked it up and it would be on Google. It'd be a lot easier with this new phone. I don't see it here. All right. Well, anyhow, Marshall, I'm still looking it up as we speak. And they also sell it for cats, by the way. So I don't know if you're interested, but if you are, it is.
And the answer is?
There it is. It is called, or it's made by Koas House, KOASHOUSE.com. And it's Earth Animal Herbal Flea Tick Collar for dogs, and they do sell it for cats as well. And it's put out by Koas House. I guess that's how you pronounce it. KOASHOUSE.com. That's where you can find the information. I have a pet shop here, not far away, that it sells it. I think it's $19.99. It's for 3 months. I don't know if it's dated. You can always pick up two of them, and this way you'll have it for the next 6 months. And it's supposedly a lot safer. I think it said there's peppermint in it. There's I think almond oil. There's a series of natural oils that are put into the collar that repel ticks and fleas.
All right.
There you go.
So you're off Seresto. Seresto. I like the commercial. Seresto.
That commercial's good, yeah. I had no problem with it for over 2 years. But you know what? If I could put something that's more natural on it, yes, why not?
More natural. And one final note. What's one of the most expensive states to own a pet in?
Okay.
Connecticut.
Is it really?
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Connecticut.
Sorry about
well,
that.
Everything's more expensive in Connecticut. Everything's more. We used to be the insurance state. Now we're the debt state. All right, Pat. So we've got a nice day coming up for tomorrow.
For today.
Oh, for today. Tomorrow, not so nice.
Tomorrow, the rain comes in later in the day.
All right, well, I'll enjoy the day today, and hopefully I'll hear the sounds of chainsaws liberating my car.
Good luck on that
one. All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye, Marcia.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center, once again with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.